Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Marguerite Assay had found something in a bathroom on the boardwalk at IOP. Now, I didn't know what that stood for, but John Gaskwee sitting beside me, Isle of Palms. She carefully moved it to a plant outside. It was a large moth, didn't want to injure it, but she and her sister decided that would be the right thing to do. She wanted to know what it was. It's one that really we see a lot in South Carolina, the banded sphinx moth. We at least have two broods a year. The caterpillar feeds on evening primroses and their relatives. Strange, they pupate in the ground. They don't form a cocoon, you know, around themselves. But this is a beautiful moth, long, narrow wings. It's one of the ones that also gets called a hawk moth every now and then. But banded sphinx moth, what a beauty.